Mary Rose Desmond is a local councillor for the area, joins me by phone. Mary Rose, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What do you make of all of this? You say, and rightly so, this is not in the league of antisocial behaviour. This is in a league of its own.
It is, Neil, and just listening to Deirdre, who I know quite well from being involved with the group there previously. Look, exactly as you have said and Deirdre has said, and I think anyone who has seen the footage and not many wouldn't have seen it at this stage, was totally shocked by what went on. And it is. Antisocial behaviour is a whole different thing. And I suppose just kind of following on from what Deirdre had just been saying there, as we head into the summer months and all of that, we always see an increase in antisocial behaviour. We always see, we have in the whole Douglas area, which I'm speaking about, but everywhere right across the city, you'll see youth congregating and getting up to beyond mischief now, maybe. But this was completely different. This, I have to say, I had started getting messages from residents on Saturday evening, and I did think it was antisocial behaviour, and I said, oh, sugar, you know, kind of it's beginning to escalate there again. But when I saw the footage, Neil, I was very taken aback. And I mean, this is coming less than 10 days on from very serious incidences in Ballincollig.
Yes.
And as I said, we had the same night, the incidents happening in Cove.
Are they related, do you think, really, the carry-on and the brawling on the streets of Ballincollig and this? Do you think it could be the same crowd?
Well, I suppose maybe the same crowd, Neil. I'm wondering, the more I think about it over the last number of days, is it more a similar orchestrated trend, for want of a better word?
Monkey see, monkey do.
A small bit, a bit of a mob mentality, to be honest. I suppose we'd have seen years ago, there was the nice impact of what used to be these kind of flash mobs. This is like a violent version of that, because they seem to spring up in certain areas suddenly, and they're gone as quickly as is just outlined there. They move on as quickly from it, with very little care or regard or concern for their surroundings in any way, shape or form, or even being recognised. Because as you said, I was in contact with the Gardaí straight away on Saturday evening, and right up until midnight, actually a little bit beyond, and I have to say they were back onto me before.
And what did they, so what did they say? I mean, I know they've said that they've stepped up patrols in the area. Don't know what the story is with Douglas Garda Station. Is it open anymore? Or, you know, how many officers are there, or how many squad cars in that general? Do you know?
I know that the opening hours had increased. Now, I will have to say that was pre-COVID-19. I'm not certain whether that had changed in that.
No, but I'm just wondering whether if there was a call for guards from somebody in Mount Oval, would they have to come from Toker, yeah. Is it?
They do come from Toker because it's the main station, but I have to say that doesn't impede them actually getting there any quicker, for them, to be honest. But we do, well, we have had since the last instances there, we did have our community guard replaced, and actually an additional community guard. So we have two very effective community guards there, you know, Aoife and Greg, that are there the whole time. And we do have an increased presence. I mean, while I was actually even up there yesterday afternoon, the guards were going through that occasion in relation to an incident that has happened. But pre the lockdown, there had been much more regular activity from the guards in the area and that. And as Deirdre had said, a lot of the main antisocial behaviour that we were witnessing in the area had reduced. Certainly, look, we're talking about...
So you're saying they were caught on the hop, that there shouldn't be a guard of presence there, particularly on a Saturday night, because it has been a flashpoint in the past?
Well, no, I suppose, let's remember now, Neil, we are actually still in a regime with COVID-19 of restricted movement. So, I mean, as I said, restricted movement and social distancing. I mean, the mind social distancing to even socially acceptable behaviour going on Saturday night. So, I mean, if you look at that, there wasn't supposed to be any groups of anybody anywhere at all. Not a mind, a group of what looked to be, would be reported, anything between 40 and 50 young people gathering like that. So, and they had moved on quite quickly. So, I mean, the guards are going investigating this thoroughly. And I mean, I suppose the social media, you might say the upside with regards to all of that footage is they have very, very clear footage of youths that are involved. And I think we have to ask as well that parents look inside their own four walls as well. I'm not certainly saying, I mean, since Adam was a lad, young people have got up to mischief in some way, shape or form, and not every parent knows everything that their children do. But certainly you need to open your eyes to and look to see, did somebody come home on that night or any other night that there's been incidences reported around the city, either with bruised or like, there was very few incidents apparently reported of assault. And there had to have been people who had, albeit maybe thankfully minor injuries from the incident in Mount Owen on Saturday night.
And their parents might pick up on that, is it?
Yes, indeed. And I think that we really need to be looking, people need to be looking at that as well within their own four walls and asking that question. And equally to know if there is anybody within their own four walls, ask the question. Ask your children, do you know anything about this? Do you know anybody that's involved in this?
Maybe parents, maybe the parents just can't control them in these difficult times. Hard to control a 16 to 17 year old. Six footer.
That's what I was about to say. I don't think it's a case of not being able to control children. And again, I would be very anxious to say this is not reflective of all young people by any stretch. But this is certainly something that we need to see clamped down, because it's without question. I know Deirdre was saying there she wasn't sure whether it was orchestrated. I think looking at the footage and certainly speaking with the Gardaí, there is no way that that wasn't pre-organised, and that's the real worry from my perspective as well, was it that it was such an organised nature. And again, as I said, modern contact makes that very easily done. So it seems to be not just a gang or a group, as opposed to a gang, a group meeting and finding a place to be able to have beers and get up to their own activities. This seems to be out to do harm.
Okay,
just, and that's very concerning.
Just finally, that man who sustained a head injury, was that an innocent bystander or somebody passing by? It says a man sustained a head injury on Saturday night when he was attacked and robbed in Mount Oval. Do you know anything about that?
I hadn't actually heard that until you said it yourself just a few moments ago there, Neil, so I hadn't actually heard that.
Okay.
Exactly, but that would be certainly another worrying development. I do know that there was a few instances, drinking incidences in the woods that the Gardaí had actually moved on over the couple of days, and that as well leading up to it. And I do understand as well that young people, I suppose like a lot of people, will have a pent up tension, you might say, or pent up boredom over the last couple of weeks, but it's in no way an excuse in any way for the behaviour that's gone on right across the city over the weekend.
You got that. Thank you, Mary Rose. Much obliged to you, Mary Rose. Desmond, Councillor Desmond.